in Queen Kunti's prayers, there is one verse which is a mantra. I mean, many verses there are mantras, but this is a very famous, beautiful mantra. It's composed completely of the names of Krishna, describing his pastimes. So we can chant this verse. This is 1821. Queen Kunti says, Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya
Vasudevaya,
Devakinandanaya cha,
Devakinandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devakinandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
It's very good you stand in front. We can now try. Yes, yes, I was thinking to do something like this. Because I hope you have learned by now. And try to repeat, maybe... if not chant the whole verse, at least repeat by memory without looking. Somebody else would like to chant?
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devakinandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Govindaya.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha.
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki
Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo
Namaha.
It's a beautiful verse, isn't it? Matajis? Some Matajis would like to?
Krishnaya Vasudevaya, Devaki Nandanaya cha,
Nanda Gopa Kumaraya,
Govindaya Namo Namaha,
Krishnaya Vasudevaya,
Devaki Nandanaya cha,
translation is not needed, right? Because it's all clear. But we will still read the translation. Is there somebody who does not understand Slovenian? Who needs English? You need English? You need English? I will read both. Let me therefore offer my respectful obeisances unto the Lord, who has become the son of Vasudeva, the pleasure of Devaki, the boy of Nanda, and the other cowherd man of Vrindavan, and the enlivener of the cows and the senses. Govindaya, this is the enlivener. Zato se s globokim spoštovanjem priklanjam Gospodu, ki je postal Vasudevov sin, radost Devaki, deček Nande in drugih pastirjev v Vrindavani, ter radost za krave in čute. This is our Krishna. Kunti Devi says this verse as the fourth prayer to Krishna. There are three reasons mentioned in the Gita. Krishna says there are three reasons why he comes to this world. Paritranaya sadhanam, vinashaya chatushkritam, dharma samsthapanarthaya, sambhavami yuge yuge. He says, age after age, a different millennia, he says, I come for three purposes. What are the three purposes? So some of you know. Please help us translate from Sanskrit. Yes? Kill the demons, yes. Do demons need killing? What do you think? Sometimes. Of course. To protect the devotees. Paritranaya sadhanam. And one more. Yes, to re-establish religious principles. And in the commentary, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur explains that also our Prabhupada's comment purport also says something similar, that Krishna does not need to come personally to kill the demons. He can send a teeny little microbe, invisible microbe, and a big, huge demon will just be killed, right? Or there's billion ways he can arrange for demons to die. He doesn't have to come personally, right? Also, to reestablish religion, for example, he sends the books, yes? We have the books. He can send devotees. And this works very well when he sends devotees, because devotees also show personally how to practice. But he comes personally to protect devotees. And what does he protect devotees from? From Maya. But devotees are beyond Maya, because they are devotees.
They can remember Krishna.
This will be said also by Queen Kunti, that he comes to help us remember him. Like, this is one wonderful day when people are reminded of Krishna. By the way, did we have it on the Slovenian radio this year? This is a Janmashtami. Somebody should call them before it's too late. Before midnight. Just tell them it's Janmashtami. They should tell everybody. So Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that protect devotees means protect from suffering. But Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says devotees do not suffer. Why are you looking at me puzzled? You should say yes, true, correct. Some of you smile, but some look. Yes, so devotees are beyond suffering, because devotees are absorbed in meditation on Krishna, in Krishna consciousness, and devotees know that we are not the body. Yes, we are not the body. We are not the body, and we are not the situation. we are in. This is all temporary. This is not who we truly are. We all are eternal spirit souls. We are spirit souls. So, yes, we are not the body, and devotees know this very well. Purnachanda Maharaj was telling how once in Sunday feast he was saying how you are not your body, you are not your body. I repeated many times, and then after the Sunday feast lecture, somebody raised the one guest raised the hand and said, "Sir, you mentioned that I'm not my body. I'm not my body. But if I'm not my body, then whose body am I?" Okay, maybe I'm not my body, but whose body am I? So for a non-devotee. They think, I am the body. Okay, maybe I'm not my body. But for the devotee knows, no. I am this I who says that this body is mine. That we are different. And so Krishna comes, according to Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur, to protect devotees not from material suffering. Because to be protected from material suffering, it's enough to become a devotee. Fully, and then we dance with Krishna, or at least in front of Krishna, and we sing. And fourth canto says that if we respect or admire somebody who is more qualified, if we are compassionate to someone who has less qualities, and we cultivate friendships with equals, then threefold miseries cannot touch you. So you can recognize this is the behavior of a Madhyam Bhakta, of an intermediate, not even Uttam, just Madhyam, intermediate devotee. Not even top, just one who is practicing Bhakti. So you can be free from material suffering. Yes? Yes! Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare. Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So, Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur says that Krishna comes to protect devotees from the suffering of separation. So, devotees don't have material suffering. They have only spiritual so-called, something that looks like suffering, of separation with Krishna. So therefore, Krishna comes to remove that suffering, to be with us, and he is with us in person 5,000 years ago, and also in person now as the Bhagavatam, as the deities, as Bhakta Sangha, as the holy name. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Are you relieved of your suffering? Everybody? Some smile, some don't. So, those who smile should try again. This time, we do this remembering, okay, this is Krishna coming mercifully. And when chanting, we chant this for his pleasure. Krishna, this is for you. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Okay, now almost everybody is smiling. So, and also he leaves his pastimes. So this is the Bhagavatam. He leaves his stories about his different amazing activities, so we can remember, and by remembering them, we can be with him. When we remember him, when we remember Krishna's activities, we are with him. We are associating with him. So here, Kunti Devi is praying to Krishna. And what is the moment when she is praying? Actually, this is the moment when Krishna, for the first time, appears in the Bhagavatam at the end of the 7th chapter. So he appears 5,000 years ago, in a time when the whole Bharatvarsha is occupied by demons. Yeah, there are many, many powerful demons. Jarasandha is a very big, powerful demon. Kamsa comes into power, a big, powerful demon. Shishupala. And you have a lot of, you have, if you look at the map, you can see that actually they are spreading. So devotees are suffering. The whole earth is suffering. Earth is suffering. Earth, that's how the tenth canto begins. Earth says there is too many demons in the world. Therefore, and they, you know, just fight for unnecessary things. And so she goes to the engineer, top engineer of this world, Brahma. Yes, or nowadays we don't say engineer, we say the software developer. Yes? One who has programmed. Actually, he already had the code. He was given the code in the Bhagavad, in the Veda. And then he expanded this. She goes to him, he meditates, and then he connects with Krishna, and Krishna comes. No, he doesn't come. He tells him, I will come, and I will protect earth, protect all devotees, and therefore all of you, demigods, devatas, you please also come and take birth in the families of the Yadavas, so that you take part in my lila, pastimes, and also you help, do service. And then Krishna takes birth after some time, and the 10th canto begins with the marriage of Vasudeva and Devaki. They are mentioned in this verse. And here are troubling questions, disturbing questions. Krishna comes to protect. Right? Krishna comes to protect. And his father and mother, on the day of their wedding, it's usually a very happy day, right? At least ladies are in white on this day. It's from a joke. No, it's happy for everybody. Yeah. It's a festival, man. And then on the day of their wedding, the father and the mother of God, Krishna, who is all powerful, and you know, if they are the father and the mother of God, they are also not just an ordinary Joe and Mary, you know, they are really special also. They have a lot of, they could choose so many things. But they accept the role of the father and mother, and on the day of their wedding, Kamsa is driving the chariot, and then the voice from the sky says, Kamsa, you idiot, which was correct. Completely told Kamsa that you are driving your sister, she's a cousin sister, and you don't understand that the eighth child of Devaki will be your death. And what does that demon do? He was driving the chariot. Immediately he turns around, grabs his sister's hair, and takes out the sword to cut off her head. Would you choose this to happen on your wedding day? And Vasudev, you know, his wife is going to be killed by her brother in front of him. So he, you know, he tries to persuade him this way, that way, tries to reason with Kamsa. He says it's bad publicity. They will print bad articles about you, which they did. We still read about this. But there will be a rebellion, revolt, uprising in the country if you are the ruler and, you know, you do such things, such a corrupt person. And after all, you know, she's your sister and we are relatives. Nothing worked. he told him that, come on, you know, everybody dies. which can work with devotees. You know, okay, yes, we die and we laugh. Usually, you know, this is the sure way to make the devotee audience laugh. We say, everybody dies. Yeah, we know, body dies, soul doesn't die. For Kamsa, that didn't work. Kamsa, he knew whose body he is. And so then finally, Vasudev, just imagine, Vasudev has to use all his intelligence to save Devaki. So then what does he have to finally do? He says, okay, every child that takes birth, I will give to you. And you can kill if you want. You know, just imagine if you are a devotee and you are becoming father of God, and you know, to give such a promise. But because he was so honest, that actually worked on Kamsa. He thought, yeah, Vasudeva always keeps his word, so he will definitely do this. So then he decided, okay, he put them in prison. And then first year when the first child was born, Vasudev honestly brought this child to Kamsa, and Kamsa thought, oh, okay, anyway, this is the first child and I am endangered only by the eighth, so all right, let him live. But then his friends, also demons, came and said, you're idiot, you know, maybe not, they were not saying so openly. But they said that, you don't know, these must be some helpers of Krishna. You know, because when he comes, his helpers come. Assistants, devotees. He should kill. So he goes and kills a baby. He goes and kills the baby. And he kills all the first six babies. Immediately. So, would you choose this if you you join Krishna, you can become father and mother of Krishna. Yes? What better position can there be? But would you choose that your first six babies you're living in the prison, immediately imprisoned on the day of your wedding, and your six babies are killed immediately? Would you accept this? Of course, Kamsa didn't know that these six babies were actually also demons. They were sons of Kalanemi in the past, and they were, Vishwanatha Chakravarti Thakur explains, they were personified lust, anger, greed, madness, illusion, and envy. Six enemies, six true enemies that we have. These are the only enemies we have. And these enemies are not outside, they are here. Yeah? These are the only enemies. So Kamsa killed them, in effect, doing something positive. Actually. And then we have the seventh pregnancy. Baladev transferred from the womb of Devaki to the womb of Rohini. And then the eighth Krishna takes birth. So at least there is like 8 years, right? 8 years. And then he takes birth as a baby. Of course, he comes with the, as every self-respecting avatar, you know, he comes with a garland already, with a disc and lotus and conch. A little baby. He has already everything. He has his gadgets, you know. like you don't move out of the house without your mobile, yes? If you go out without your mobile, you are very worried nowadays. So Krishna has his... Of course, he cannot forget them. He just thinks of them. They come. Very convenient. He's God. And then he is carried over to Vrindavan. Actually, you mentioned that the acharyas explain he took birth simultaneously in two places, in Mathura, in the prison, and in Vrindavan as the son of Yashoda, whose other name is also Devaki. She's also known as Devaki. It's one of the names of Yashoda, Devaki. And then when Vasudeva brought this child to Vrindavan, these two Krishnas merged. This Mathura Krishna merged into Vrindavan Krishna, because Vrindavan Krishna is the source of all the avatars, of all the forms of God. So when he comes, every other form of God is within him. Every other avatar, is inside, is with Krishna. And then he is Nanda Gopakumaraya Govindaya. He gives joy and pleasure to the cows and devotees in Vrindavan. So they are happy, okay. But he stays in Vrindavan how long?
11 years.
Or by the age, counting by age, that's like 15 years. Anyway, so between 10 and 15 years. And Kamsa is alive and tormenting. So that demon is still there. So Krishna came to kill Kamsa, but he didn't kill him immediately. So 15 years. You know, and Kamsa tried to kill Krishna this way, that way. He sent the whirlwind demon. He sent a jackass demon, donkey demon. He sent a horse demon. He sent witch demon. He sent crane demon, snake demon. Yeah. And what does Krishna do? Uddhava says this in the third canto, that Kamsa was like a good uncle. You know, when an uncle, who had an uncle? Who of you had an uncle? Auntie also. Who got some toys from your uncle? You got toys from uncles? Yes. That's what uncles are for, right? They send you toys. They bring you toys. So Kamsa sent toys. And, you know, Krishna sees a huge snake, or there is this whirlwind, and like helicopter goes up, and then, you know, children, you know, they play with the toy. Then afterwards, what do? They, of course, you know, you play, then you break the toy, you know. Natural. So Krishna broke all those toys. So then Kamsa tries to bring Krishna personally to Mathura. He announces a world, universal fighting championship, or mixed martial arts championship. Yes, and he invites all the biggest, baddest killers and fighters, and he invites Krishna, because they have a Vrindavan school of martial arts. Yes, the cowherd boys. I mean, he killed so many demons. Yeah, very, very expertly. So he says, okay, and they come to Mathura, and then there are these, killing machines, you know, these Chanura Mushtika, you know, these huge guys. And there is, 15-year-old Krishna, beautiful. If you touch his skin with, his bluish skin with a straw, like this, there is a white line for some time. He's so soft. Yes, and all the ladies in the assembly, they say, shame, Mathura is so bad, In Vrindavan, he's playing with cows and calves and with flowers and girls and everything. And here, they bring these killers, to fight with him. And Krishna himself says, to these guys, he says, listen guys, maybe we are not in the same weight category. know, people will not like, you know, it's, you are the super heavy and I'm whatever, you know, what do you call this category, right? And these Chanura and Mushtika, they say, yeah, that's true. We are not in the same weight category because we are humans and you are divine. So they knew. So Krishna said, okay. And then, you know, the first few went quick. One he punched into the stomach. Probably it was not stomach. It must have been liver. You know, it works better. And then the second he kicked with the left foot to his head. And then he killed all of them with Balaram. And Kamsa is afraid. He says, kill Vasudeva and Devaki. So now he threatens to kill the parents of Krishna. So then there is direct threat. So then Krishna jumps onto the throne. He grabs Kamsa by the hair. And just by his grabbing the hair, Kamsa is half dead. Half of Kamsa's prana left when he was grabbed by Krishna. Then Krishna throws him down and sits on him. And you know, Gopal Champu says that just by throwing him down, he kills Kamsa. Bhagavatam, we hear, he sits on him and gives him one punch. And then he takes him by the foot and drags him to show that, yes, he is dead. True, look, you know, I'm dragging him. In that. So 15 years it took to kill, well, or 11 years it took to kill. Would you agree to wait? Of course, for such a spectacle, maybe. But the point is that everything happens according to schedule that is not ours. According to perfect schedule, but maybe not matching our schedule. Like, I'm supposed to stop here by the schedule. But no matter when I stop, they will not give you food anyway. So prasadam is at 12. Temple commander made a serious face. Concerned face. I'm not going to speak for too long. And then we have other demons. Krishna kills, Jarasandha attacks 17 times. So that's like 17 years. Every time he brings a huge army, Vanakshohini, huge army. And every time Krishna and Balaram alone, just two of them, killed the full army. And then on the 18th time, Kalayavana attacks from the other side, from two sides, they attack, and Krishna decides, okay, we will run away. So they run away, they move to Dwaraka, they transfer everybody to a sea fortress, a fortress in the ocean. And they live there for a long time. From there he kills many demons. And then there is still many demons. And then Pandavas are suffering. Some devotees are suffering in the forest. So then battling Kurukshetra, So Krishna has killed, by the time of Kurukshetra, both Krishna and Balaram, they gave up fighting. Because they have killed all of their quota of demons. So they said, okay, my quota is finished. What's my list? Okay, let me see. Let me check. Okay, this I did. Okay, finished. So this is why Krishna didn't fight. This is why Balaram went away. But still, there were, you know, how many? 10 Akshohinis of demons in, or how many demons in Kurukshetra? And how old was Krishna when Kurukshetra happened? Anybody knows? About 100, some say 88. So still they had to wait. Before perfect devotees were put on the throne, they had to wait at least 88 years. Right? But Krishna came to destroy And he didn't even do this himself. He was the military advisor and chariot driver to Arjuna. He was driving Arjuna. And then the battle is over. And just a few people are left. And this is where Krishna appears in the Bhagavatam. This is the end of the seventh chapter. Ashwatthama tries to kill the last surviving heir of the dynasty, which is Arjuna's son, Parikshit, who is in the womb, not Arjuna's son, sorry, Arjuna's grandson, Parikshit, Abhimanyu's son, Arjuna's grandson, Parikshit, in the womb of Uttara. Ashwatthama attacked with some Brahmastra, very sophisticated precision weapon, nuclear precision weapon. Yes, and this is the beginning of the eighth chapter where they pray to Krishna. Krishna, Mahayogin, Uttara says, "Oh, great mystic, please protect us. Pahi, pahi, please protect us." And then he protects, he saves, he restores, he protects, he destroys this weapon, which is very complicated. And then Kunti Devi prays to him. And first thing she says, Namasye purusham tvadyam ishwaram prakriteh param alaksham sarabhutanam. You are invisible. Yeah, this is the world of suffering. Don't forget. Now we are laughing. Sometimes we are not. Remember. So she says, you are inside and outside of everybody. And not everybody sees you. They don't see you inside. They don't see you in the heart. Like right now, do we see Krishna in the heart? He's there. And also in everybody's heart. This is very important meditation. Yeah, you can look at each other and think Krishna is in their heart. Can you look? Not at me, look at them. People, devotees around you, and think Krishna is in his heart, in her heart. Some smile, but some don't. I don't know why not everybody is smiling. Can I understand? You didn't see? Anyway, Kunti Devi says that not everybody can see. You are covered. And then she complains that only Paramahamsas, the top saints, munis, philosophers, Amalatmana, those who are completely pure, only they can see you. How can we weak women see you? She says. Although she stands right in front of Krishna, she sees Krishna. And then she says this verse. So she is the teacher. She is showing. She says yes. She shows humility. She says, one cannot see you unless one is on the extremely exalted platform. And then she offers obeisances. Krishna eva sudevaya.
Krishna eva sudevaya.
Devaki nandanaya cha.
Devaki nandanaya cha.
Nanda gopa kumaraya.
Nanda gopa kumaraya.
Govindaya namo namaha.
Govindaya namo namaha.
And this is how to actually attain Krishna. Because Krishna was in front of many people, but not everybody could understand that this is Krishna. But when you offer your respect to Krishna, when you remember, all these names are sweet names of Krishna, reminding us of his pastimes in Vrindavan, how he was herding the cows and he was giving pleasure to Nanda. And Srila Prabhupada speaks that his Vrindavan pastimes are full of wonderful childhood sweetness. He's going to steal butter from neighbors who want him to eat this butter, but you know what, how much butter can a boy eat? Yes, so they don't bring it So then Krishna comes and steals it. And so they are happy, but they think it's not quite nice. He steals it. And this whole pastime about it. So many wonderful pastimes. This is how we can enter the mystery of Krishna's personality. And today is the special day when he appears. So this is how Mother Yashoda got Krishna home. When he was playing, did it happen to you that mother was calling you, come, get back, get home, go eat lunch? Anybody was calling this? Yeah. Or you were playing and you didn't want to go home? Did it happen to you? Oh, it happened sometimes. And how does Yashoda bring Krishna back? She goes and says, Krishna, it's the day of your birthday when you give out presents. This is the day when you give, because in Vedic society, you on your birthday, you give out presents, charity. Yes. And Krishna loves this. And when he hears, oh, it's the day when I give presents to the brahmanas, he runs home. He runs home, and today is his birthday. So that's the day when he likes to give presents, blessings, mercy. It's just a hint. And what is the best present we can get from Krishna? You all know? Huh? What's the best? Huh? Love for Krishna. Yes. Krishna Prema Bhakti. Krishna Prema Bhakti. So, we practice, we know that he is merciful, he comes to give mercy, but this mercy is not always, doesn't always look the way we expect, right? But this is also nice, because, you know, when they bring you a present, and it's packed in a funny way, right? You are unpacking, there is some box, you open the box, there is something else. You know, it's more fun, right? So Krishna sometimes packs his mercy in some special ways. His mercy comes packaged in a very expert way. And a devotee is someone who will recognize mercy no matter how it is packaged. And you know, Krishna always gives only mercy. Krishna never gives anything except mercy. When and how? That's a separate question. But today is his birthday. When he likes to give mercy, he likes to give gifts. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Krishna, Krishna Hare Hare.
Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare.
Questions, comments, doubts, objections? Somebody wants to add something? Endorsements? Advertisements?
If Krishna gives me prema today, how will I know?
It's a difficult question. How will Misho know if Krishna has given him prema today? You ask us, we will tell you. Because usually you will be crying in ecstasy and dancing. Of course, he's always dancing in ecstasy. Yes. If you were in Harinam yesterday, you could see, right? Who was dancing highest and most joyfully? But also, it's a trick question, because a person who has prema thinks, I have zero love. Complete perfection is also complete humility. So if I think I am this much advanced, maybe, this much. I'm this much advanced. Okay, maybe I'm somewhat advanced, but I'm still not perfect. But in perfection, a person doesn't think I am advanced. He thinks I'm nothing. Nothing. It's absolutely. One thing that's necessary is I need to serve Krishna. Krishna is so wonderful. Krishna, that's the topic. Who cares about me and about my advancement? Let me. Krishna is so interesting. So we actually forget about our size and become completely humble. And because of that, we are in complete ecstasy. Even though you may be hungry. This is what Parikshit says in the Bhagavatam. He says, I haven't eaten, I haven't drunk, but I'm happy. Like you, peacefully sitting. Hare Krishna. Any more comments? Yes?
Yes, Madam.
Krishna is so nice that even if you just come and ask and do nothing else, he already likes you. He thinks, oh, she's such a nice girl. She came to ask me because she knows that I'm her Krishna. I'm her God. Like parents, you know? Parents prefer that you ask and not give. Yeah? Isn't it? I know it's always a problem when I bring something home to prasadam or something. You know. No, you eat. You know, you have to. See. But I've eaten. No, you eat more. You eat also this, and take. You know, you need money. You take more money. You know. And yes, so they are happy even when you take, and when you ask. Krishna is our supreme parent. But, of course, this is not the best, the closest relationship. The best gift, so bhakti, means we ask him, his biggest mercy is when he accepts what we give to him. And what we give to him, of course, all of you have given your ears and eyes to look at the deities. You have come here, we were hearing about Krishna, we were singing the names of Krishna, so we can do this for him, and we can do so many things. You know, I already saw a picture. I saw a picture of you in the kitchen. They put it on somewhere, Facebook. Yeah? Yes, I'm not on Facebook, by the way. True. Yes, I even 1 week ago I tried to register. But somebody already registered me with a wrong birthday. And I wrote to them. So, you know, it's sealed. I am happy to be off. If something important, they will tell me. So, but Urukram Prabhu has sent to the Slovenian forum the link to the Facebook album with the photos from today, and you know, we see that some devotees were already cooking in the kitchen, some were doing this, some were doing that. There is million services. And the best mercy that Krishna gives us, he accepts. He comes and accepts. Sometimes he comes and steals. That's the best, yes? But at least when we offer, then he accepts. That's also good. And whatever service, this is the magic of bhakti. Yes, you do something for Krishna, and you know without a tinge of doubt, he is taking it. This is the magic. This is the unique quality of bhakti yoga. You do something for Krishna, and you know it. He is accepting. He is accepting. That's yoga. Krishna is so nice. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama. No, no, no. There's a burning question. Yes? Yes. In this world, there are many people, there are people not as fortunate as us to be sitting in front of the deities. So let's chant one more Maha Mantra, also for the father of this friend, who is very sick, on his deathbed. And in general, for everybody suffering in this world, and even for those who think they are happy. Ha ha. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. My humble obeisances. Vanchakalpa.